I have to say, human, you picked out a very weird spot for a date with a succubus. No, no, don't get me wrong. It's beautiful. I just didn't expect you to take me to such a romantic little tavern. I half expected you to take me to a motel or something like that. Actually, it pleases me that you see me as more than just something to fuck. Oh, stop, you're too kind. Are you trying to seduce me or something? Because that will not be necessary. You're just being nice. I see. Listen, you interest Rozelle. Therefore, you interest me. I want to know more. Tell me about yourself. I want to know more about you. What makes you tick? An adventurer. Oh, okay. So you like looting for gold and slaying goblins. That sort of stuff? Very nice. Do you have a guild or something? Or do you prefer to run solo? Alone? Okay, I get it. I'd kind of assume that anyway. You know, considering you went to face the Demon Queen on your own. That would definitely be the time to bring your guildmates with you if you had any. I'm incredibly impressed by your bravery, by the way. Yes, I know, some people would call it stupidity. But in my eyes, it's bravery. You have to have some serious balls to do what you did. If I'm being honest, I can't even believe she let you live for the way you acted. I've never seen anyone smooth-talk Drazelle the way you did. You are quite special, human. You want to know more about me? You mean to tell me you don't know who I am? No. It's just I thought all men knew of me. Kelrea the Enticing, the succubus of the deep abyss, the stealer of souls, that sort of thing. Oh yes, I'm very dangerous. Men often completely lose control of their bodies from just a single glance. They attempt to fight, but resistance is futile against me. Oh, you're too funny. Of course I'm being serious. Although, truthfully, I'm not all that dangerous. I haven't used any of those powers in decades now. I'd much rather have consenting prey. Prey that wants to fight. Oh, did I say prey? Whoops. Look at your face. Too gullible. Classic. Everyone always freaks out when I say that line. The whole prey thing really sets people off. But seriously, it's a lot tastier when the man wants it too. And so much more pleasurable. You seem awfully keen to get out of here, darling. Have my words released an uncontrollable hunger from deep within? Do you have any urges? No, don't look at me. This is all you. This is just your mind craving me. It can't be helped, unfortunately. I just have this effect on men. So you can imagine, just how easy it would be for me to seduce a man if I actually used my powers to make him fall in love with me. Would you like to get out of here? What? No, not a motel. Come back to my place. It's so much nicer than any place we'd be able to find around here. So, what do you say? Are you up for it? Oh, goody. Okay, you go and pay, and I'll wait outside. Oh, of course you're paying. You think a date with me is free? Come on, human. Really? All right. I'll be waiting outside. Bye for now. So, this is my place. Sorry, it's in a little bit of a mess right now. Wasn't really expecting to bring anyone over. Well, I'm glad you like it. I've been trying to nail the aesthetic for a while now. I think the Grey Lizard's skull above the fireplace really brings everything together. Yeah, slayed it myself. Put some psi in my hands and I'm deadly. Maybe I could give you and your sword a run for your money. We shall see how brave you are after this battle. Oh, come on, Sturt, there's no point in playing this little game any longer. Your pheromones have been driving me absolutely crazy since we met. I know that you want me, and I want you. Come on, give me a reason to put a good word in with the Queen for you. Whoa, it's not a race, darling. You're almost tearing your clothes off your body. Let me try to catch up. Oh, there we go. Oh, I do love me a human. Such a lovely body. So strong and chiseled. You are quite the specimen, human. Thank you, darling. I appreciate your words. My body is the pinnacle of feminine beauty. My breasts are full and soft, and my body is curvy and oh so breedable. I'm also incredibly durable and flexible. I'm basically perfect for sex. My, my, how forward of you. Yes, you can touch them. A boob man, perhaps. Maybe you should give my ass a feel, too. Just so it's fair. You like? Oh, how naughty. Oh, kiss me. For me, aren't you? I can feel the lust seeping out of you, and it looks like your sword is ready for action. How about we sheath that sword down my throat? You like my tongue? That's a common reaction from human men. They absolutely adore my long tongue. Especially when their cock is deep down my throat. My tongue caressing and pleasuring the underside of their shaft. Licking all over their balls. It's to die for. Okay, poor choice of words. But you get what I mean. I'd hate for you to go without feeling that incredible sensation. I'm already on my knees for you. Just plunge that gorgeous cock deep down my throat and let me pleasure you. Fuck. An energetic one, aren't you? You're filling up my entire throat. It feels so good. Yeah, my eyes turn heart-shaped when I'm really sexually aroused. And slurping up a perfect human cock often causes that to happen. Do you like them? Looking up at you so lovingly. Oh, and my throat hugs your cock so tightly. If you need a little break, that's fine with me. My throat isn't like one you will have ever felt before. It's so much better, isn't it? How about just some cock kisses? Just to keep you excited. Maybe just a few licks too. Am I being a good little slut for you? Well, I'm happy I meet up to your expectations. I love the head. I can't stop giving it kisses. It's so tasty. do have such a beautiful cock, darling. I think you're ready to go back down my throat. Oh, good, because my throat has really missed being full of your cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, what's got you so riled up? Oh, my poor throat. Oh, I'm only messing around. I love it. Go on. Keep fucking my throat mindlessly. You can use my horns as handles. Then thrust as deep as you can down my throat. Oh, I haven't forgotten about your balls. I'll use my long tongue to pleasure them while I choke on your length. Fuck, I love how my nose presses against your stomach when you force it down my throat. You're fucking my face so hard that all my mind can think about is your cock. No, don't come. Don't come yet. I need it in my pussy. I need to be bred, daddy. No, hold it in, don't. Come. Okay. How pent up are you? Oh, you're still shooting all over my face. This is actually pretty fucking hot. So tasty. You finally drained those balls all over my face. I thought that stream of semen was never going to end. Was your first time with a succubus that good? It's okay, darling. It was just an accident. Was it my fault? Mentioning breeding? Or is it because I called you the magical D word? A bit of both. That checks out. I do often forget how much human men love the allure of breeding. I have to say, though, those moans and grunts you were letting out while you were painting my face was sexy as fuck. And the taste. Oh my, the taste. So fucking delicious, darling. Yes, I'm going to be craving that taste now. Oh, I just want more of it. Oh, that? That's nothing to worry about. I can help you with that erection. No problem whatsoever. You're going to feel a little strange, but it's just me using my magic and running it through your cock. Then in no time, you'll be nice and hard again. And don't worry, there won't be any discomfort. You'll be ready and raring to go again. There we go. Nice and hard again. Mwah. Yeah, I know it feels a little weird. But that will be the last thing on your mind when you're inside of me. My pussy is going to make you feel the most pleasure you have ever felt. Oh. You don't have to worry about getting me ready. I appreciate your concern, but my pussy is already sufficiently wet and ready for cock. Your cock. So, how do you want me? Come on, just pick. Any position you want. Luckily for you, I find missionary incredibly hot, especially for cream pies. Oh yes, it allows me to wrap my legs around you and hold you close while you empty your balls inside me. I don't think there's a better feeling than that. No, no condom needed. If that's all right with you. Okay, but come on, can you just fuck my brains out already? My bed is incredibly comfortable. Don't worry. Come here, stud. You have some balls. Teasing a succubus's pussy like that. You're lucky I like you. Otherwise, this could end quite badly for you. Oh, you little shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's been so long since I had a nice, big, human cock inside my pussy. Oh, it's a pleasure that cannot be put into words. Oh, yes. Maybe my moaning can do it justice. I want you to look into my eyes while you fuck me. Oh, you love my heart-shaped eyes, don't you? Oh, you definitely do. Oh, you're thrusting even harder now. Oh, what about my pussy? It's perfect, isn't it? Yes, I'm so glad you love it. All I want to do now is pleasure you. Your pleasure is my pleasure, Daddy. Fuck. Oh, easy, big boy. Oh, you're gripping my plump hips so roughly. Oh, Oh, you're trying to tear me apart. Oh. And the deep, animalistic moaning. Oh, fuck, I love it so much. Oh, yes. Oh, moan into my ear. Oh. Let me hear how much you love my perfect pussy. My perfect body. Oh, I've been such a good girl. I deserve to be bread daddy. Oh, let me wrap my arms and my legs around you and pull you in closer. I'll be the bestest breed slut. Oh, and just let you pound me into the bed. Oh, yes, I'm ready. Oh, breed me. Oh, yes, breed me. Breed me. Breed me. Oh, take my pussy. Oh, make it yours. Oh, explode inside my warm, wet pussy. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, I'm completely filled by you. Oh, your body on top of mine. My mind only thinking about you. Oh, kiss me. Kiss me. Breed me. Are you close, baby? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Then come inside me. Oh, explode in my pussy. Then breed me already. I need it. Oh, I'm gonna come too. Oh, wow, human. You continue to impress me. Oh, I very rarely get worn out. But whatever you've just done to me has got me feeling very drained. Goodness, you really filled me up. Look at all that delicious cum. Yes, I'm fine. In fact, I am more than fine. I feel great. Just a little tired. I can't help but feel like my pleasure was amplified because I felt appreciated by you. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's just how I feel. Succubi aren't used to feeling appreciated by their partners. At least not in the way that you just made me feel. You treated me so well, and I'm really thankful for that. I'll make sure to put a good word in with Queenie. sorry. I'll put a good word in with Dracel. She'll be very pleased with the news I have for her. I know you still have a way to go. Especially with Shabal next. But I could replenish your energy for you as a thanks. I'd encourage you to accept my kindness. You're going to need that energy for your date with Shabal. And just so you know, you aren't going to get much kindness or sympathy from her. Well, I'm rooting for you. I believe you have what it takes. You've got that dog in you, or whatever people are saying now. Okay, I don't want to cringe you out any further. I'll let you get on your way. You've still got a very long day ahead of you. I knew you'd ask for that energy spell. There's no shame in asking for help from a beautiful succubus. We are very good at aiding human men like you. There. Feeling energized, stud. Good. I wish you luck. Return back to the lair. I'll inform Drazel of your success. And then you can expect a rendezvous with Shabal. Just a little word of advice. Listen to what she says. She doesn't take too well to defiance. Oh, you'll be fine. I hope.